Live on digital radio, colorfulradio.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Education Africa's annual international arts and culture tour brings together a group of their most talented young performers to London for a series of shows. This year, they have selected 10 gifted young girls aged 10 to 13 from the Alexandra Township in Johannesburg, playing the mesmerizing marimba, which is a large African xylophone. First, let's talk to the people behind Education Africa. Could you tell us your names, please?
I'm Joan Lithgow.
I'm James Erdang.
Could you tell us what Education Africa is all about?
Education Africa is a non-profit organisation, charity in UK terms. Our motto is poverty alleviation through education. We run a number of programs in all 9 of our provinces, reaching in over 500 schools. We're here today for one of our specific programs and on tour with our marimba group from South Africa, from Johannesburg and from a township called Alexander and from a school in Alexander called Carter Primary.
So what's the tour all about?
Well, our children learn marimbas in marimba hubs, and the marimba hub that these children come from started in 2014. And they've worked really, really hard and proven themselves. And so we have decided to take them on a trip to the UK to show them what the world is all about and to give them some hope for the future through the marimba program.
Is there anything else that you want our listeners to know about?
Yes, as a non-profit organization, the charity Education relies on the kindness of others. And we're looking for donations. The only way we can deliver on our programs and change children's lives is by getting donations. One thing that I think is very important for people out there who are listening, you can visit us at www.educationafrica.org. And very important is that you'll see from that we actually run the programs ourselves. So the donations you make come to the charity and to enable us to deliver on our programs. You can also visit Just Giving, which most people in the UK know about Just Giving and register with Just Giving. And we do have a site there that you can make donations on. Thank you.
Now I'm excited to have the girls here in the studio with me. Let's talk to them. There are 4 girls here of us. Let's find out what their names are.
My name is Tiamo Padi. I am from South Africa. The province is Gauteng, from Johannesburg.
My name is Shamini Ntsele. I am from South Africa. Then I'm a marimba player.
My name is Mulele Mthabiseng, who lives in Gauteng. I'm 12 years old and I play the marimba band.
Hi, my name is Bonisile Mpofu. I'm 12 years old. I come from South Africa, Johannesburg, in Alexandra Township.
Could you do a piece of poetry for us?
Yes, ma'am.
We are the children of South Africa. We owe our beings to the hills and the valleys, the mountains, the rivers, the deserts, the trees, the flowers, the seas, and the ever-changing seasons of our country, South Africa. We live in a country where our rights as children are enshrined in the Constitution.
We have the right to be children in South Africa.
And we have the responsibility to be respectful to adults.
We have the right to be cared for by parents, family, and caregivers.
And we have the responsibility to respect and to care for all those who look after us.
We have the right to enough food to stay healthy.
And we have the responsibility not to waste any food.
We have the right to the best possible health care when we are sick.
And we have the responsibility to look after our own bodies by brushing our teeth and keeping ourselves clean.
We have the right to be protected from harm.
And we have the responsibility to look after people around us.
We have the right to have shelter.
And we have the responsibility to share in keeping our homes neat and tidy.
We have the right to feel safe.
And we have the responsibility not to do dangerous activities.
We
have the right to an education.
And we have the responsibility to study hard and to respect our teachers.
We have the right to make mistakes.
And we have the responsibility to learn from our mistakes.
We have the right to be proud of our heritage.
And we have the responsibility to respect origins and beliefs of others.
Our friends with disabilities have a right to a special care.
And we have the responsibility to show love and caring to others.
We have the right to be respected.
And we have the responsibility to respect others.
We have the right to a clean environment.
And we have the responsibility not to litter and to keep our environment clean.
We have the right to speak out and be heard.
And we have the responsibility to listen to others.
We have the right to say no to abuse.
And we have the responsibility to say
yes to life. We have the right to live in freedom. And we have the responsibility to respect all those who gave us this freedom. We owe our beings to all those who fought for our freedom, especially our father, Nelson Mandela, affectionately known as Madiba. Hamba kahle, Tata. Thank you.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed meeting you all today, and this was a wonderful performance. Hope to see you all again soon.
Thank you.
Colorful, 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 colorful radio.